Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the show. Hope that you're enjoying our June weather. We did get some rain. That's a good thing. We do need a little more rain, folks. We want to make sure that we don't have the big fires that we've had in the past. So appreciate the rain. Bless the rain when we get it, and then the sun will come back out.
Yeah, so what you're saying is January may not be such a bad thing.
Well,
we have little bits of January because it's cooler.
Yeah.
But, boy, it sure has been beautiful and clear here on the peninsula, that's for sure. Well, hey, we want to mention a number of things. Brenda actually put something up on Facebook yesterday about homeopathics. Now, they're under attack. The FDA is trying to get rid of them, essentially. Now, we use homeopathics for ourselves. It's one of the I love these little allergy pills that I take. I can't pronounce the homeopathic name, but
they work.
And, you know, these tiny little things I stick under my tongue in the morning. And otherwise, you know, I've been really being affected by all the fir trees that we're surrounded by and the pollen that covers your car. So I'm a fan, but also we've been working with our pets with liquid homeopathics.
And what we want to be really conscious of, folks, is that if they do take some of the homeopathics away and maybe more in the future, then it starts kind of a pattern because they've been looking at supplements for many years and attacking certain supplements as well. We just would like to avoid that pattern and keep out, you know, keep out in the public our ability and our rights to choose what we feel our body can use and need. So we really need your help with this. If you can jump on our Facebook page, go to conscioustalk.net, click on the F icon, and click and get on our Facebook page. There's a link that will take you right to the site that you need to sign the petition. And the more of us that stand up and speak out and support what we want, the more likely we will get that support.
Yeah, and it's very effective to call your representatives and your senators, of course. You know, that they really count on. So hold on, we got an exciting show. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, are you a victim of bullying? Even if you think you aren't, you most likely have had a bout or two with your internal bully. And we'll have a chat with expert on the subject, Jeannie Sisko-Meth. She's the author of Bully Proofing You, Improving Confidence and Personal Value from the Inside Out. And we'll explore how you can become bullyproof. And now we welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of. People that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. People that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Jeannie Sisko-Meth, and she is a two-time best-selling author, a professional speaker, educator, and a parent, and sometimes those things can clash or get in the way, as we know. But Jeannie shares her scientifically proven system for improving communication and decreasing conflict. And she's written many magazine articles and been quoted in the likes of Forbes. And has been a contributor for The Blaze, and has been a guest on many, you know, many shows as an expert. We're going to talk about her Bully Proofing You, which is a book It's improving confidence and personal value from the inside out. And, you know, it may not be the bully that you imagine, which is, of course, why the subtitle From the Inside Out. So we're going to find out what this is all about. Jeannie, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, Jeannie, this is a perfect timing to talk about this subject. We know out in the world there is so much going on. You know, there is the outside bully, which lives inside of all of us. And when it comes out, it likes to bully, and it has a, I feel, a lust for power out of fear. But you tell me, am I on the right track with that?
Yeah, there are absolutely two types of bullies. The one that gets talked about the most is the one that is outside of us. The one that I think has the most devastating ability to us is the one that lives inside of us, the one that's right between our own ears.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do you feel it's born out of that fear part of us?
Yeah, I believe, well, I believe that when we are young, we make a decision of who to listen to. Because we constantly have people who believe in us and lift us up, and we have people who, you know, are naysayers. That's just the way life is. And at a young age, we make a decision of who to listen to. And that can form the trajectory of our life unless we change that. And mm-hmm. It was an amazing thing that some people choose to believe all the negative and some people choose to believe the positive. And so a lot of times they don't realize it's a choice. And so that's what we talk about.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, for years, Jeannie, we used to talk about how people process with a no. And I think that's partly this programming that you're talking about. And often it's interesting, even in the corporate world, you will, if you say no, you'll be right most of the time. And so sometimes it's a way of climbing the ladder. And we see people do this in their own life. It's like their way of staying disconnected from results, or so they think, but then it lives within them.
Yeah, and I agree. So to me, the problem occurs when I allow other people to define who I am. You know, somebody who calls me a name, and I take that label and I stick it on. I'm like, well, yeah, but what if that label isn't serving you? So, for example, in elementary school, I was told that I was too stupid, I would never make it through school. I had so many learning disabilities that at that time, they could have been very right. But the beautiful thing was I decided, wait a minute, you don't decide my future. I decide my future.
Mm.
So it gave me the fire or the tenacity to say, no, I decide.
Mm. Whereas wow, you were a brilliant
crush under that.
Yeah, you were brilliant in that, because most kids would accept that when it comes from a peer or a teacher or a parent, and they start to live that reality. And, you know, you made a mention about people who say, well, that's just the way it is. And I grew up under that mantra, just one of several. Or that's just the way I am, or that's just the way it is. And I always felt like, and it came mostly from my father, I always felt like he was giving up on some level. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. And as a high school teacher, I saw it all the time as well. Mm. And I'm like, no, no, it's not true. Peel that label off, stick a new label on. You choose the label that defines you. Don't let someone else stick that on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we have often talked over the years about how we are living a false reality. It becomes cooked into the stew, so to speak, or baked into the cake that we believe those things from our mentors, our teachers, our parents, and we take them in as our own. And then we lose a lot of who we are and creativity.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. And so I try to help people, you know, I try to shine a light, so to speak, on what's happening and on the words that they're using that create their life, and let them know that, hey, there is a choice. You don't have to stay with that label. You can pick a new one.
Yes. It's so interesting. Do you work with parents? Because I feel like parents really need to learn this so they can pass that information on to their kids.
Yeah, I work with parents and also entrepreneurs because, you know, when you're trying to build a business, you have a lot of that negative self-talk. But also parents, I help parents not only redefine their own labels, but also teach their kids how to pull those labels off. Mm-hmm. And one of the best advice I ever got from one of my mentors, Jim Fay and Foster Quine with Love and Logic, they came up with the saying, "Aren't you glad I don't believe that?" And I just love that question because it allows the student to go, or the child, to, wait a minute, you mean I have a decision? Without me constantly, you know, pushing everything on them. It leaves it in their hands.
Yes. But don't you think that, those patterns are established because children, now maybe not so much anymore, but when I grew up, it was you obey your parents. You obey everything they tell you. You obey them. So we were never given a choice. And do you feel that we're missing out and dropping the ball with our kids when we don't teach them that they have choices to make?
Yeah, I think it's very important. Sometimes as parents, we want to save our children. You know, my son comes home from school, mommy, Timmy called me such and such. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I used to launch into a diatribe about how, oh, no, honey, you're smart. You know, you're handsome, you're athletic, you know, all of that stuff. And what I realized was all it did was he would tune me out.
Yes.
But by asking that question, aren't you glad I don't believe that, it empowered him to make the decision of who he would listen to.
Yeah, very interesting. And I love that question. Aren't you glad I don't believe that? And then you can ask them, aren't you, you know, do you really believe that? I don't believe that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I don't believe that. And then what do you believe?
Yeah.
You know, that question after, what do you believe? And it starts training them how to make decisions and how those decisions impact their life.
Makes so much sense.
Well, so you have been involved in this as a teacher, et cetera. And how do you start training people to cut a new groove here? I mean, we're always, what we talk about a lot and what we deal with people that we work with is basically getting them back to who they really are. And that actually has been the theme of Conscious Talk for 20 years. It's giving people back to themselves. How do you start doing this?
So the first thing I do is I ask them, who do you want to be? And most people have no idea. They've never stopped to think about it. Who do I want to be?
Yes.
And so that's so important, is to start with, you know, who do I want, or what do I want? Where am I going? You know, I remember at a young age, I was probably high school, maybe first few years of college, but I remember thinking, do I want a life that people look at and go, oh, you poor thing, you know, because you're struggling, you have all these things. I also had cancer when I was a child. You know, I was 6 foot tall, I had dyslexia, you know, so I had all these things. And it was very easy for me to play that victim card. For me. And then I realized, wait a minute, do I want people to look at me and go, wow, that poor person? Or do I want people to look at me and go, wow, that person, I want what she has. How do I get what she has? So I remember making that decision and going, I want people to look at my life as an example of what they can have instead of what life has handed them.
Yeah, that's a great way of turning the negative side to the positive. Well, hang on, folks. We're going to continue this discussion with Jeannie Sisko-Meth. We are talking about bully-proofing.
If you're like us, you really appreciate companies that are sustainable, caring, and conscious. This describes Aloha Bay, a company not only guaranteed by the World Fair Trade Organization, but also donates a portion of their sales to Doctors Without Borders and other great causes. Some of the amazing products made by Aloha Bay include Himalayan salt table and bath products, chakra candles, Himalayan salt lamps, feng shui votives, and much more. A majority of the jar candles are hand-poured into recycled glass, scented with 100% pure essential oils, mini-certified organic. Aloha Bay is an employee-owned company whose products are not only affordable, but beautiful and deliciously scented. To learn more and order their amazing products, visit AlohaBay.com. That's AlohaBay.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shop, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Click your heels together three times. Now you know you're not in Kansas anymore. You're listening to Conscious Talk. Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference. Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, I guess we're all glad that you're back in your car again. I mean, we've been used to talking to you as a drive time radio show for 20 years. This last year has been a little funny. But as you discovered, there are lots of ways to get Conscious Talk. You can get it as a podcast. You can certainly live stream the show. And of course, you can go to ConsciousTalk.net if you missed the broadcast, and you can get the show for free in our archives. And remember, every guest has a guest page. Just put their name or the date in the search engine. You'll find their page and how to connect and catch up with those things that you missed. I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And our special guest today is Jeannie Sisko Meth. And she has been teaching ways to really, I feel, heal, if you will, or eliminate the bully within us, which is where it really starts. And then it gets projected outward and we bully each other. But really taming that and really bringing in who we are. And Jeannie, you say you have a five-step method that helps people create the life they've always dreamed of. by improving the relationship first with yourself and others. Is the first step, have we already managed to talk about that one, or is there a first step that we missed?
Yeah, no, the first step we have talked about briefly. It's becoming aware of where you're at and where you want to be. Mm. So the first step is awareness. You know, and that's deciding, hey, do I want to continue living this life, or do I want a second or a different life? Do I want to go a different direction? Mm-hmm. And so awareness and choice are the first step.
Before we move to the second step, I want to ask you a question about that. Do you run up against many people that feel like we talked about this in the first segment? That's just the way it is, that they feel like, well, why would I ask that question? Because I really can't change anything, kind of up in that. Oh, you do.
Yeah, that comes up, and what happens is people have learned helplessness.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
This is the way it's been. Mm-hmm. This is what it's always going to be. And so I try to show them examples of where that's not true. There, you know, I love reading biographies, autobiographies of people who have done things differently, who mm-hmm. have found a different way to do something. You know, that we currently do the same way. And so being able to maybe just shift your perspective a little bit and look at things differently and say, what if life was different? What if I could change this? What would happen then?
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess that's why the awareness, the first piece of awareness is so important. Over the years, when we started this radio show, we both had some life experiences that were pretty difficult. Mm-hmm. And we thought, boy, wouldn't it be great if we could share how we passed through these, and then people wouldn't have to go through what we went through. So what I wonder is, do you run into this, people actually to truly be motivated to change their lives and create a life that they would really enjoy? Don't they have to go through some diversity?
Or hit bottom, maybe?
Yeah, sometimes. Now, some people are more advanced, and they can just go, wait a minute, I don't like this. I want to change
this.
Right.
But change can take time, and it can take effort. And so a lot of times people will become, you know, like we're talking about learned helplessness, they're just like, it's too difficult, it's too hard. You know, just like you train an elephant, when it's a baby, you tie a really stout chain to a really firm foundation, and that the elephant can't move it. And then as they get older, they've learned that if something's around my leg, I can't move it. And you know what? Humans aren't too far off.
Right. Absolutely.
You know,
Yes. So, okay. So what is the second step that you take people through?
So the second step after awareness is making that decision. Okay, am I going to put forth the effort it's going to take to change? And a lot of people think that, well, I'll make the decision and it just automatically happens. That's mm-hmm. not true. Pretty much every day you wake up, you've got to make that decision to take your life in a new trajectory. Mm-hmm. And so to take your life, hey, I'm not going to say those things about myself anymore. I'm going to look in the mirror and say, hey, I like you. I love you. You're special. You're smart. You're kind. You know, instead of looking in the mirror and going, oh, my gosh, you're so fat, or, you know, something mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. We did an exercise for a while.
Several months.
Yeah. Yeah. And we still kid about it because, you know, in a positive way, we would say, I love myself.
Or I like myself.
Or I like myself.
And we would kid each other. Yeah. I'd be out in the kitchen cooking, and Rob would come in, and I'd turn and go, I like myself. And we'd laugh, and he'd say that. And we made a game of it, but it really stuck with us. And we did it for months, and it really felt good.
Yeah,
and it shifted the energy.
Yeah, it shifted the energy. And I think that's one of the important things that you're talking about. I mean, people don't understand what it feels like you can say things like, oh, we want you to increase your productivity, or we want to decrease tension, whether it's in your home or your community or workplace, but they haven't had the experience of what that's like. So don't you have to get people into an experience?
Yeah, well, so many people now, we're so used to having things, you know, instant gratification.
Yeah,
it's so easy in our world. We live in such a beautiful world. Thank you very much for all the blessings, Lord. But sometimes we forget that it takes time to grow the seed.
Yes.
It takes time to germinate the plant. You know, you can't just have the harvest the same day you think of it.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times people get caught up in that, oh, it takes too long. Well, I have a beautiful example of my mom's best friend. Her name was Carol. And I remember this was probably about 20 or 30 years ago. I'm sitting in the living room and Carol says, you know what? I've always wanted to be a nurse. And my mom says, Carol, you're in your 40s. And she says, I don't care because in 10 years, I'll be 50. Whether I'm a nurse or not, I'll still be 50. But I would much rather be 50 and a nurse than 50 and not. And
wow.
I was like, oh, my gosh, that is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful.
Yeah, that's a great answer to that, you know. And again, there we are with, oh, you can't do that. Oh, it's too late for that. Oh, you're too old for that. Or, oh, the family doesn't do things like that. I mean, that's all that conditioning that we get, Jeannie. And that's, you know, that sticks like glue. If you're a good student, and most kids are, they don't really listen to their parents as much as they see what their parents are doing and experiencing, and they mimic it in a lot of ways.
And that also brings up the journey, that the process itself is life.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you want to live your life? Being in process at least is positive, even if you, I mean, I think that's the goal. Our idea is we're going to be in process until the day we leave the planet, and we enjoy that. And isn't that a positive way of looking at things?
Absolutely. I have a client who is 95 years old.
Oh,
and
I love that.
Love her. And I met her at my church, and she asked me, what do you do? And I told her, and she says, I need you, because I am not going to go to my grave thinking these horrible things about myself.
Oh,
and I was like, I just love you, Pat. And she says, I wish I would have met you 50 years ago, but we're going to do it now.
Yeah, right. Good for her. That's really beautiful.
Yeah.
That's the kind of spirit that really resonates with us. You know, someone who says, you know, I think we all need to eliminate age, Jeannie. We need to stop thinking about age. We need to stop putting so much emphasis on it and just live each day. It, like your friend said, it doesn't matter, or your mother's friend, whether you're 40 or 50 or 60, it matters. What are you engaged in your life right now? How are you engaging life? And that would that would probably do the trick.
Right. And it doesn't matter how young you are either.
No.
Why wait until you're dragging a whole slew of baggage behind you because of bad experiences?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do that if you make better decisions now, right now, today.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we always talk about learning from our experiences, whether instead of judging them the best we can, we stay out of that and we just look at them for what we are learning, because you're learning through good and, if you want to call it, bad experiences. The opportunity here on this earth is to learn. So if we're learning from them, they aren't good or bad. They just are. That makes sense?
Right. Yes, absolutely. And in fact, at my house, we call them learning experiences. We don't call them mistakes.
Yes.
What did you learn?
Yeah.
Well, I learned not to do that. That was painful.
Well, and once again, the point of all of this is that this is an inside job.
Mm-hmm.
The internal landscape is what is dictating what's going on in your external world. How you you know, we're often told it's not what happens to you, but, you know, how you
respond
to it. And
this
is the training that allows you to respond in a different way than you've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is that new reality we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And all you got to do is look around. You know, do you want to be a robot? I don't think so.
No. Well, we're here with Jeannie Meth, Cisco Meth. We're talking today about how the steps that it takes to move out of the bully inside of us so that we can step into who we really are. We have a lot more to come. You're listening to Conscious Talk. This is radio that makes a difference. ConsciousTalk.net is the website. We'll be right back.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Conscious Talk. Food for the soul is our mission for nutrition. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power pH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power pH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power pH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, Power pH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference Power pH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Walking your talk? Take us with you. The KKNW app makes streaming our programming easy on your phone or tablet.
Hey, welcome back, folks, and thanks for being with us here today on Conscious Talk and being a part of our Conscious Talk family. It'll be 20 years in August we've been doing this, and we absolutely love the work that we do. And hopefully you're learning and growing and enjoying it as much as we are. And we're learning and growing with everybody we talk to. You may hear the same information, but rest assured, everyone receives it differently, and you might hear it over and over before it really resonates with you. So don't ever think that you're going to hear the same thing, because everybody has a little bit different energy and approach.
Yeah, we actually hear that from a lot of our listeners and people who are clients. Mm-hmm. They call and say, you know, I've been hearing this for years, but the other day something happened.
So-and-so said something, yes.
Right. And, you know, it's what goes on in your own mind that it really determines what's going on in your life. And that's why we're talking to Jeannie Sisko-Meth. She has a book called Bully-Proofing You, Improving Confidence and Personal Value from the Inside Out. And I hope that sounds familiar to you. Her website, you can check it out at, is bullyproofingyoubook.com. That's bullyproofingyoubook.com.
So, Jeannie, we were talking about the steps, and you took us through the first couple of steps to what you've learned, these five steps that you've learned to help people create the life they want. What is the third step that you teach?
So the third step is realizing in that space you have a choice. It was beautiful because we led right into it beautifully. And my book actually starts with a quote from Viktor Frankl. That mm-hmm. says, between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. And in our response lies our growth and our freedom. And so one thing to remember is that hurt people hurt people. Mm-hmm. And if I can remember that it's not about me, that it's about them and their pain, mm-hmm. then my response will be appropriate.
Yes.
But if somebody says something to me and it hurts me and I get defensive and I lash back out, the cycle continues.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's
mm-hmm.
what the third step is all about, is shifting my perspective from one of they're attacking me personally to one of this person is hurting. How can I help? It absolutely changes the way I respond.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that is such, to me, of all the steps, that's the most powerful one, because once you can step back and not react, and you have to do healing work to do that, because otherwise you get triggered pretty easily.
Yeah.
When you've done enough of that work and you can actually step back and know that person is really not only hurting, they're scared. That's why
right.
they're so defensive, and that's why they want to hurt you, because they're really scared. Then you have a response that's really uplifting, compassionate, and empowering, I feel.
Yeah, and this is why you want to change the script that you're working with mm-hmm. in one way. Brenda and I laugh a lot when we watch television, and you know, you come across a real drama, and you know, you can pick the plots after a while.
Mm-hmm.
I was a screenwriter for a number of years, and I get it. But what we say is that somebody makes a very a move that seems counterintuitive, and we look at each and Brenda says something like, well, why would they do that? And then my response is, because it's in the script. But, you know, it's not so far off in how we live our lives.
Yeah, because we are scripted as children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. One question that I always ask is, why would a reasonable, rational adult behave this way?
Mm-hmm.
And then that leads me to what they might be going through. Because
mm-hmm.
a reasonable, rational adult who has no pain, has no fear, you know, any of that, wouldn't behave that way. So that
mm-hmm.
helps shine a light on what they may be thinking and feeling, because
mm-hmm.
I know that I've been afraid and I've lashed out.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps me understand them better.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
why would a reasonable, rational adult behave this way?
Mm-hmm.
Or child or teen?
It sounds like you're on the road to compassion
mm-hmm.
when you start looking at
yeah.
life that way. And
mm-hmm.
and I know this, you're all about the practicality. You train a lot of people in corporate settings, et cetera. But really, it's that humanity that's underneath it all.
Mm-hmm. It makes a
yeah.
huge difference when we can source that within ourselves. And then we can project that to that person that maybe
right.
is attacking us. Well, we're here with Jeannie Sisko-Meth. We're talking today about the bully within us and how do we heal that bully, change that bully to a person that has compassion, healthy boundaries, and knows how to respond. She's going to go into step four when we come back, so stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Conscious Talk. Radio that lights the way.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacyn, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 cleared device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacyn medical device.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And as always, as we like to say, it is radio that makes a difference. And today we're making a difference with Jeannie Cisco Meth. We're talking about bully-proofing you. It's about improving confidence and your personal value from, as we always say, from the inside out. And, you know, we've been talking about some of the steps, but you can find out more about Jeannie and her work by going to bullyproofingyoubook.com.
So, Jeannie, I said the last step three, which is about how we respond, basically, and asking the questions that you brought up. I had a situation not too long ago with a friend, a dear friend, actually, who attacked me. And it wasn't about me, and I was very clear about that. And I let that attack go on until she finished up. And very compassionately, because my heart went out to her, I could see she was in pain. I knew she was afraid. I merely said to her, "I'm not your enemy." And I put my hand on her shoulder. And she broke down and started to cry and realized that what she had tried to project on me was really about her own fears and her own concerns. Is that something that could work, or was that just something I kind of pulled out of the air and it did work?
No, that's absolutely it. It's understanding the other person. Now, if it's a complete stranger, you may just want to walk away. But when you know somebody or you've had interaction with them, you already have a history. And it's absolutely okay to say, "Hey, I see your pain and I want to help." There's not enough of that in this world. We need more of it.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I've said, Jeannie, that you do a lot of corporate training, et cetera. Does this kind of, to a lot of people, I'm sure this sounds a little too personal. Does it still work in the corporate setting?
Absolutely, because people make up corporations, and sometimes we forget that.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. Well, so let's move into step four. What's step four?
So first of all, step one was awareness. The second step was making the decision. And then the third step is understanding where the other person is coming from. And then the fourth step is deciding what action you're going to take. Mm-hmm. Am I going to get up and build myself up in the morning? Am I going to look at all my mistakes, or am I going to look at the things that I've done right and build on that? Because whatever I focus on, I get more of. So if I wake up in the morning and I turn on the news and it scares me, guess what I get more of during the day? More fear. But if I get up and I turn on a positive, uplifting podcast, or, you know, so just like this, a conscious talk radio, things that point my mind in the direction I want it to go, then my day is planned for me.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that, because one of the things that we talk about all of the time is the lack of awareness in the fact that we're actually these soul-driven entities as opposed to our mind-driven entities.
And personality-driven.
So, yeah, and our personalities, et cetera. We talk about this as the journey from the head to the heart, and it really can change your life.
We believe, Jeannie, we believe that doing this show, and we used to be 5 days a week until the last couple years, was a real gift to us, not only to the to our listeners, to our guests, and the sponsors that we have aligned with that are very high level and very conscious business, but it really has been a gift to ourselves to remind ourselves every day to start our day this way. As what you're talking about, we have, again, a choice to make when we get up in the morning. What are we going to put our energy? Where are we putting our energy today? On everything we've done wrong or on everything we do right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's that. It's that decision that I make in the morning, you know, your morning routine, whatever you want to call it. And I always start mine with prayer. Lord, help me.
Yeah, show me the way.
We're working here, but we're still stumbling around, and we all are to a degree. Okay, so we hit step four. What's the last step that you offer?
Practice. Practice all of them, because you know, so often people think, oh, I should be able to do this first time. No, you can't. There was a time when you couldn't control your own bowels. There was a time when you couldn't get your hand to your face. There was a time when you couldn't walk. You know, you taught yourself how to do everything. And so guess what? You can teach yourself how to do this as well.
Yes. And it's so interesting that we think as adults, Jeannie, we get to a place where we think we know it all, or we've looked at it all, and we simply can't make those changes. We can't learn another way. And yet as children, we're taught that learning is the primary thing in our life. And I think if we kept that curiosity and learning throughout our lives, we're going to be much better off.
Yes, absolutely. So I used to coach basketball quite a bit. In fact, I coached men's basketball, and I worked with Rick Majerus from the University of Utah, and then had my own team after that. But it would amaze me how many times somebody would walk in the gym and expect to just shoot a free throw, or expect to shoot a layup, or, you know, whatever. And I'm like, no, there are steps. Life has steps as well, and we need to follow those steps. Sometimes we get stuck in our habits, and it's time to change the steps, or it's time to change the path that we're walking. And so I believe in continual evaluation of where I'm at and where I'm going, so that I can make sure and get where I want to go instead of wind up somewhere I don't want to be.
Brenda said yay to practice.
This is what we tell our clients. Yeah. All of the time. When they ask me if there's a magic bullet or a key to this, I tell them, practice. Practice the tools that you're given. And if you practice, 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 your life is going to change. It can't help but change. And so that's, to me, that's a key to where we're all going. We have to practice. And I love that you start your day in prayer. I start my day in prayer. I start my day in prayer and then meditation every day, regardless. Yeah. And sometimes I'm tempted to do something else, And I say, you know what? How do I want my day to go today? That's what I ask myself, because I know when I do my prayer meditation, it goes really well. And if I skip out, it's kind of bumpy.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I remember reading, I believe it was Thomas Edison, a quote by him. It was either him or Einstein. And they said, I have so much to do today that the first 4 hours are going to be spent in prayer and meditation. And I was like, holy moly, 4 hours?
Yeah. There you go.
You know, and I'm like, I got to get at least, 40 minutes in.
Yes.
And it absolutely makes a big difference.
It's huge.
Yeah, one of the things that has been fortunate for us in doing this show is we actually read the books. And so we spend 3 hours a day, 5 days a week,
reading.
Oh, and beautiful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, we made a promise, and it was really, we've come to realize this benefited us more than anyone else. But
yeah,
we made a promise to our authors that if they could get a book to us,
If
they were on the air, at least one of us would read the whole book, and the mm-hmm. other one could skim it and read the notes from the, from our partner.
Yeah.
So, and it served our life a lot. We're the eternal students.
Yes. And we're always learning.
Yeah.
We know that we don't have the answers. We only know that we can go inside and seek within ourselves for those answers, but we're always learning. Always learning something new. And there's always a little bit different twist or a little different perception or a little bit different approach that we get to learn about. And we love it. It really has truly made our lives really joyful.
Yeah. Well, and that's the reason that I teach bullyproofing you, because I have to remember it every day.
Yes.
Because it changes my life. If I'm not teaching it all the time, I forget and I start to drift. I'm like, whoa, gotta come back, come back. So it's that constant course correction.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very cool.
Well, folks, it's Jeannie Sisko Meth. The book is Bullyproofing You. Her website is bullyproofingyoubook.com. Excellent, excellent work. We're just so pleased and so delighted to have you on the show, Jeannie, and sharing your wisdom and your knowledge with us. Really appreciate it. And folks, we really appreciate you as always. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that transforms your life.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.